This is Morning Edition from NPR News. Good morning. I'm Renee Montaigne. In Haiti, voters go to the polls this weekend in what some people are calling the most important election in that country's history. The new president will have to deal with a cholera outbreak. More than 1,400 people have died. Plus, more than a million earthquake survivors are still living in camps, waiting for their country to be rebuilt. NPR's Jason Beaubien reports from Port-au-Prince.
The Haitian presidency, even in the best of times, has been a dangerous, thankless job. Ever since independence in 1804, Haiti's leaders have been assassinated, mysteriously died in office, or been deposed by enemies, foreign and domestic. The current president, René Préval, during his first administration, became only the second man in Haitian history to complete a full elected term. Despite the hazards, 19 candidates this year are vying for the job, and so far none has emerged as the clear favorite. The most colorful is Michel Martelly, a popular flamboyant musician known as Sweet Mickey. The novice politician has gained a following, particularly among young Haitians.
I want to see hope in the Haitian kids. I don't want to see kids as young as 5 years old carrying buckets of water in the streets, begging for money, taking their clothes off to wipe people's cars in order to have food. I want to change things.
Martelly is up against two former prime ministers, a powerful member of the business class, and an evangelical preacher. One of the leading candidates is Jude Celestin, the head of the National Construction Company. Celestin is running under President Préval's Unité, or Unity, party. He gained visibility immediately after the earthquake as his construction crews were involved in rescues and clearing the streets. And then there's a former first lady, Merlan Maniga. She says she would be a completely new type of Haitian president.
I would say that first, I am a woman. And that is a very, very powerful factor which goes beyond my personality.
If she wins, Maniga will be the first woman elected to lead Haiti. Maniga says as a grandmother and the dean of a prestigious private university, Haitians trust her. Many ordinary Haitians, however, say they have little interest in this election and little hope that a new president can improve their lives. Former Defense Minister Patrick Ely says he's written off the upcoming polls entirely. Sitting in a simple outdoor bar under a canopy of almond and mango trees, he says the current candidates lack ideas, programs, leadership, and courage.
We can't be pussyfooting around some of the serious problem that we're facing.
The capital is destroyed. Cholera is spreading more rapidly every day. He points out that disputes over land ownership have stifled efforts to move the more than 1 million earthquake survivors out of the tent encampments.
Because nobody has a solid claim to the land, and the state doesn't have the balls to simply requisition the land. You know, and we're going to have to make these choices, hard as they are.
Ely says Haitians right now need a Nelson Mandela or a Martin Luther King, but he says that's not what they're being offered. Jason Beaubien, NPR News, Port-au-Prince.